We've heard the term before. It's now in North Dakota. That is tar spot. What?
Yeah, exactly. The kind of the disease we've been monitoring and surveilling for the last couple of years. Got some suspicious photos or suspicious spots photos from Grant Maring, the DeKalb Asgrow technical agronomist. And after a couple of days of searching through it and looking at microscopic evaluations, we can confirm that we have tar spot in North Dakota now.
How devastating is this news, to, especially for somebody that's got tar spot?
Yeah, so there's a couple of good things. One is, this disease isn't new to the U.S., so I've been relying on a lot of my colleagues in the I-States that, have been dealing with this disease since 2015. But what we do know is that it is we call it a defoliator. And in that case, it sets up lesions on the leaf, reduces photosynthesis, and can start reducing grain fill. And some of their reports, they can estimate up to 50 bushels that they can lose in a really bad tar spot year where they're at. Mm-hmm. And for our sake, like any other state, is once you find it, you start the same, process of, is it going to overwinter? Is it going to be a problem? Is it going to show up next year? And so there's still a lot of questions, Eric, but the big thing is that we found it late, very low severity, very low incidence. But it is covering 9 counties, so it's something that's making me suspicious that it could be here to stay.
Okay, and I don't know if you said a county or not, but what part of North Dakota was this found in? I would think the south.
First report came out of Richland County, and okay. I spent last week driving around the southeast counties, and I can say I found it in cornfields as far north as Trail and Steele counties, and cutting down to Cass, Barnes, Dickey, Lamore, Ransom, Sargent. Was finding tar spot in fields. But again, very, very late, not causing any problems for us this year. But it's good to note and maybe be out there looking for it for next year, and just to see if it does survive, if it is going to be a problem, because next growing season, that's going to be a disease identification 101, and I can expect that we're all going to be looking for it a little bit closer next year.